Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We are going to jump right into this today. Limited time. The un-Americans are absolutely hysterical. The calls for gun confiscation, repeal of the Second Amendment, the lunacy across the board in the wake of an attack our own President Obama won't even call a Muslim terror attack. This is the problem we have in America today. I'm going to go right to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, who is on some great studio equipment. Sounds like he's sitting in the room with me. We need to do this more often. Alan, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, thank you. It's this little magic box.
It's that studio stuff. I love it. I use the little Gmail stuff when I do radio shows, and it sounds like I'm sitting in the room with him as it does with you now. So here's how I found out yesterday. For whatever reason, I happened to be on CNN. And as I was on CNN, I don't even remember who the anchor was, young woman, and she does the typical thing with her hands up, holds, please excuse me, to her guest, stops the guest. We're getting some breaking. Here we go again. I have to do this again, and goes into breaking the story of a quote-unquote active shooter situation in California. And the first thing I did, of course, was rolled my eyes. And we knew, of course, exactly what we were in for. We were going to see a tremendous amount of coverage, a lot of speculation, hour upon hour upon hour, until the facts came out. I flipped over to Shepard Smith, watched him as this began to unfold for about 20 to 30 minutes, realized it was exactly as I had described it, pure speculation, and shut it off and went to work and started reading the reports as they began coming in later. Surprised by that type of reaction from CNN?
No. It happens all the time, and the sad part is this is how a lot of the people in the lamestream media end up framing the stories. So when you start like that, before you even get to the story, what you've already done is you framed it in a way to basically sound like we're not doing anything about gun violence in America, and here it is again. It happens over and over again. And it's obviously, you know, it's worse than an editorial because it's done so subtly in a way that it sensitizes the people for the message that the other side wants to deliver.
What is that message they want to deliver?
More gun control, obviously.
Okay.
In this case, it gets even more interesting because aside from the fact which we can get into with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton screaming for more stuff, I love the fact that Shannon Watts from, you know, Moms Against Violence, right, or whatever, in Everytown Bloomberg's group, you know, came out with an email blast immediately.
Yeah.
That said there are common sense steps we can take to stop this form from becoming the new normal. Well, in California, she didn't even know what happened.
Right.
You know, and in this case, we now know for sure that the guns were bought in California, a highly restrictive gun control state, mm-hmm, you know, where you've got, you know, waiting periods, background checks, so-called most assault weapons are banned in California. You got, you know, limited amount of magazine capacity that you can have. You've got basically a state registration system for all the firearms. You've got localities that have now banned certain kinds of ammunition. It goes on and on and on and on. You know, you now know that the person, you know, bought the firearms, who committed the atrocity, which I consider to be an act of terrorism, bought them legally in California. And so now she's going to use all these things we can do to make this not the new norm. Well, the only thing you could add on California, which, by the way, her group gives an A rating for gun laws, that they're so highly restrictive that they think they're great. The only thing you can put on top of that would be confiscation or prohibition. That's what she's calling common sense.
Okay. The CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, you put out a press release today. I saw this in one of my alerts. Even before the victims have been removed from the crime scene in San Bernardino following Wednesday's mass shooting, gun prohibitionist Shannon Watts was shamelessly exploiting the tragedy and carefully avoiding the fact that the very gun law she has supported failed to prevent the attack. Let's start there. You just laid out those laws. You just said what I've been saying for quite some time, that confiscation is next. I have not yet been able to get them to admit it. I've gone back and forth with a number of them on Twitter from time to time, and I can't get them to come out. Now, it's not going to be long before it happens. We've come close with Obama. He's now talked about Australia twice. Hillary Clinton has flat out said it. There's a news report out right now as you and I are speaking live to this very subject that Hillary Clinton is actually going to triple down. If anybody out there listening to us today didn't think Hillary was going to carry gun control through 2016 or the Democrats as a whole, their heads in the sand. Is confiscation next? Are they going to say it? At what? Eventually, they're going to have to. Now, this is a terror attack. This was a Muslim terror attack. The FBI knows it. Barack Obama knows it. We'll talk about the difference between his comments on CBS yesterday and his comments today, now that he knows a little more, because, you know, he doesn't like to comment until he has all the facts, right?
Right.
Okay. So we'll wait and see. We'll go there in just a second. But at what point in time are they going to be forced to have to say, yes, yes, it's confiscation. That's what we're... Otherwise, they look foolish.
Yes, you're right, but the problem is they don't want to say confiscation because they know the American people overwhelmingly won't support that. And that, quite frankly, if they talked about that, it's going to lead to mass civil disobedience and chaos, and, you know, and the rule of law may get turned upside down. They're not going to say it. They're flat out. You might get some extreme fringes saying it. You know, you've had in the past some gun control groups talk about we need to ban, you know, certain kinds of handguns or certain kinds of semi-automatic
weapons. Yeah, they slip from time to time.
But they're not talking about, quote-unquote, coming in and confiscating your gun, even though that's what it might mean, or banning certain kinds of guns. They're not going to come out and quite say that. But let's be candid. That's what their goal is. I mean, let's look at Barack Obama. Again, when he was a state senator in Illinois, he supported banning all handguns in legislation. When he was in Congress, he supported banning, you know, a significant number of semi-automatic sport utility rifles. The bottom line is that's what they really want. There's no two ways about it, but they're not going to come out and say it directly. And you're right when you reference how Obama twice now has talked about what we need is Australian-style gun control, which was gun confiscation. Yeah, they're not going to come out and quite say it, so they tap dance around it. If they had the votes right now, they'd come out and say it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the Democrats control the House and the Senate, and could stop a Republican filibuster in the Senate from banning guns, believe me, they'd be banning them tomorrow. We all know that.
Right. There's more material coming at me and coming at you on this program today that we could even touch on today. The un-Americans are in hysterical overdrive after San Bernardino. It wasn't long ago we said after Oregon and so forth. In each one of these particular cases, there are tremendous differences. The latest one, three people at Planned Parenthood. I take the position that shouldn't have even been national news. It might have gotten a mention. Meanwhile, in Chicago, we see 32 killings a week, and we see 40, we're up 2,800, I've lost count now. Dozens of shootings a weekend that don't make the news. But when this one fits their agenda, it makes the news. Not only does it make the news, it makes national news, it makes international news, and the rest of the world hears the President of the United States overseas attacking essentially his own people and his own constitutional rights, as he so wont to do. Now we have this case. This is entirely different. This is clearly worthy of the news coverage it's getting, maybe not the 24/7 hysterics that we're seeing, but in an age of 24/7 news, we're going to get that. But this is clearly a terror attack. There is a tremendous difference between what happened in San Bernardino versus what happened at Planned Parenthood being a Muslim terror attack. And the FBI knows that we're going to get that news. I know we are.
Yeah. You know, I found it interesting. Al Jazeera blamed the whole thing in San Bernardino on the Second Amendment. Not on terrorism, but on the Second Amendment. If you're looking around a lot of the news, the British BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, they've just gone totally crazy against the Second Amendment because of this. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It's all the Second Amendment.
Would that have anything to do with them hearing and parroting what our own president says repeatedly?
Well, they use some of his quotes. So I don't know if they're parroting or they're just taking his quotes and putting them in their stories. It's like yesterday Obama was, we need more gun control, this was workplace violence. Not today, well, he says, well, this could be terrorism. Well, now we all know it's terrorism, let's be honest about it. I mean, it wasn't just somebody walking in there with a gun. This person had on, body armor, so to speak. He had pipe bombs, explosives, an IUD, a factory, to make bombs in his house.
Well, the FBI and the ATF are calling his house an IED factory,
it's clearly terrorism. And again, you ban all the guns you want. What about the bombs he had? What if he just set off the bombs instead of pulling the trigger? What if he just hit the ignition switch and set the bombs off instead? The bottom line is that these kind of atrocities are going to happen unless you take these people off the streets. to begin with. It doesn't matter if you ban a gun or not. They'll find another way of doing it.
All right. We're going to go into, we've got about 25 seconds to go here before I take a break. And I want to talk with you about some of the things that the anti-gunners are screaming for. They're not changing their tactic. They're upping their rhetoric. They're upping the ante. They're getting a tremendous amount of press right now. But nothing they're screaming for is any different today than it was. They're towing the line. They're focused on, again, background checks. They're focused, I have to stop
they're
right
not,
there.
They're not dealing with cause and effect.
They're not dealing with cause and effect. They're focusing on that one issue. I want to, it's interesting, and I want to, would a background check have stopped Paris? We'll be back right after this with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Josh Earnest to Peter Ducey at the briefing today. Well, Peter, we're still learning of the precise motives of the individuals who carried out this heinous act of violence yesterday. One thing we do know is the four firearms they were wielding were legally purchased under the laws in place now. That's a fact. So that might lead some to conclude that we should have made it a little harder for them. Would that have changed the entire outcome? We're still investigating the situation, but I guess the question is, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we make it harder for them? What's the explanation for that? My answer to that, Alan Gottlieb, is that we have a constitutional right to bear arms in this country today. We have background checks in place. I've gotten a background check for every gun I own. California has some of, arguably, the strictest gun control laws in the nation, as you pointed out. We're going to go back to a couple other things that we were talking about in the first break, too. But what I wanted to open up with this from Josh Earnest, because President Obama, according to Josh Earnest, and Josh Earnest himself apparently believes that more gun control will deter terrorists. Now, Obama, I saw him in Paris. Is this guy delusional?
Well, okay, he's delusional, but I also think he's intellectually dishonest. I mean, he knows it wouldn't deter terrorism. He doesn't want to admit that it was terrorism to start with, so maybe that's where the delusion comes in.
It was a heinous act of violence, according to Josh Earnest. And I want to ask you specifically about that also. We're at a point now where we have to start discussing this. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You know, you didn't interrupt, but I mean, I guess going back, we have to really discuss, you know, more gun control. Shouldn't we make it harder for this guy to have got his guns? Well, my problem is that, one, you're making it harder for me to get my guns,
right,
you to get your guns, and your listeners to get their guns, who don't go out and commit acts like this to start with. I'm really curious when he says make it harder, why doesn't he answer how? Why does he say what he really means? Because in California, again, not only is there a background check, but there is a waiting period to buy firearms.
What is
the
waiting
too.
Period in California?
I think that California has a 15-day waiting period. I mean, the people had handguns as well as rifles. So there's a 15-day waiting period, I believe, on the handguns by itself. And, you know, there's the state registration list. There's all kinds of, you know, laws on mental health stuff now in California. And again,
right,
localities have banned kinds of bullets. They've limited magazine capacity. They've banned most of the so-called, you know, assault rifles are banned in California.
If what Josh Earnest said was intellectually honest, if what Barack Obama thinks, says, or likes us to believe that he thinks, but what he says is intellectually honest, and gun control would deter a terrorist attack, or more gun control would, then why did these terrorists commit the act in California and not move over to Utah? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, let's go a step further. What about the bombs they had? Okay, so forget about
I've been to every gun show I've looked at. I've looked for pipe bombs. I still can't
find them. About, yeah, what about bomb control? I mean, shouldn't you make it harder for these guys to have made bombs? I mean, I just don't get this. I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, we're living in a world where everything is upside down, and there's no cause and effect to anything they're proposing to do. Tell me what you want to propose that would have stopped this. And all of a sudden, they become very silent, and they're quiet, and they don't tell you.
They'll go to default, as we said, and it takes us right back to the previous break. And that's we'll use this one to start with because this is their pet. This is their toy, and that's the expanded background check. Expanded background checks didn't work. They won't work. Yet they want them nationwide. This is insanity by its definition of continually repeating activity, expecting a different result and not getting it. Therefore, there's more to this than background checks. I know what that is. The background check that they want is the first step to registration leading to confiscation. And that's what I've been trying to get them to admit, and I can't get them to admit that yet, but we will eventually. I'm telling you, somebody's going to crack. As hysterical as we're seeing them get now, it's just a matter of time before someone cracks.
I want to say, first of all, in California, they use something called the DROS system. They don't really necessarily use NICS. They have something that's basically NICS enhanced. There are a lot
and it didn't work.
And it didn't work. There are more people, quote unquote, in the prohibited database in California than would be in the national database to begin with.
Okay, prohibited. Prohibited database. Let's go to this because there is a bill being filed today in the U.S. Senate, correct?
Well, it's not a bill. What's happening is the U.S. Senate is picking up on the reconciliation for the budget. And under reconciliation, they can't filibuster. It only needs 51 votes to pass. And the Democrats really don't want the Republican House budget passed, so they're coming in with poison pill amendments to it that can't be filibustered either in the area of gun control to try and make sure that whatever the Senate passes for reconciliation for the budget has some bad gun control stuff stuck in it so that the quote-unquote Senate, I mean the House, wouldn't bite off on it and there, hence doesn't go to the president. So they're pushing all kinds of things from, you know, an increased background check system, which wouldn't have stopped this because he went through a background check, to banning.
Let's clarify this. He went through California's enhanced, expanded background checks.
Correct.
I want that to be clear to you, wherever you are listening to this. I'm asking you rhetorical questions, of course, because I want to try to prove these points. So it's important that people understand exactly when we say he went through a background check. He didn't just go through a background check, right? He went through an expanded background check. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, California's background check is more expansive than where you reside in Washington. Is that true?
Yes, because we use the NICS system here. California uses the DROZ system where they've taken NICS and enhanced it with things and crimes and various things that are disqualifiers that are not disqualifying under federal law, but disqualify you under California law.
So while the bodies are still on the floor and Shannon Watts is screaming for common sense gun control, referring to background checks, she's not even referring to an enhanced background check system as thorough as California's. The lies here and the hypocrisy are beginning to build. Okay, I had to go there. Prohibited persons. Go ahead. Please finish with that, and then I'll go to prohibited persons.
Well, in California, there are more prohibited persons, categories that prohibit you from gun ownership than under federal law. So those are all in their DROZ enhanced background check system, which also is private party sales and everything else. So the bottom line is in California, you've got the Bloomberg wish list for background checks, basically. And obviously, it didn't work. So what do they call for? More of the same, pretending that they don't exist. And that's because if the people keep hearing the fact that we don't have these kinds of background checks, they think, well, maybe we need them and I'll vote for what you want to put through, which is really, like you said, a registration system so that you know where the guns are so they can confiscate, because that's the real objective. But the bottom line is that, you know, we need to make the other side admit that all these crazy shooters, all these terrorists, have gone through background checks.
They're not, and there's a reason to that madness, and the reason to that madness is, as you and I both know, and as Armed American Daily Defense and Armed American Radio listeners all know, it's not the focus of their agenda. We all know that it has nothing. This is pushing a narrative for the headline surfer so that the media and Obama, and this is the brainwashing Eric Holder was talking about, enough people see it, enough people believe it. Control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses. In order to control the masses, you continue to control the message. You control the message by controlling the media. You continue to control the masses. Enough people see. Here's Brady Campaign,
right,
Bob whatever his name is, Dan Gross, whatever his name is, Brady Campaign, was all over it just this morning, Alan, screaming for the same thing. We've got to put background checks, Brady background checks, in place. This man and woman passed enhanced background checks. It's the continuation of the big lie. When we come back, I want to continue with prohibited persons. Big point, but right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot. Just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad to the bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back to the program. The content's flowing at us faster than we can keep up with. We're obviously focusing on our discussion today on San Bernardino. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, an organization that you need to be involved with. If you're not, I'm a life member. You should be, too. It's easy to do. SAF.org. SAF.org. Alan, welcome back to the show. Sounds like you're sitting in the studio with me. It's great to have that technology. We need to use it more often.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels really great. It's, you sound so crystal clear.
It's great stuff. Hey, listen, before I go into prohibited persons, was this a gun-free zone that this terrorist attack occurred in?
Yep. State of California office building, so to speak. It's a state of California facility, and signs are posted, and no guns on government property, so to speak. It was just a... Let's call it what it really was, the victim disarmament zone.
Obviously another rhetorical question, as most of them are today, because we want to get the responses that we already know are logical answers to these questions that we're asking, but it is important that people understand. I'm going to go back to, again, so much to talk about, so little time. Prohibited persons, I want to talk about Obama's comments, if you can't fly, you can't buy. And the word lie rhymes with that, so we'll kind of throw that in ourselves. But before we do that, I have to settle back on this background check. Before the break, I was talking with Sean during the break, and the following comment came up. And Sean says, why in the world are they continuing to push background checks when the news itself, even the liberal media, is reporting that background checks aren't stopping this? And the answer to this is incredibly important because, as we've said, it's what? It's the first what?
Step.
So regardless of the facts, if they continue to drive this home, what happens?
Well, it's the first step, but they also do it because they know the American people overwhelmingly support the concept of a background check. But the devil's in the details. They're not really proposing a background check. They're proposing a national registration system.
Okay, obviously they're not going to tell us that. Let's go back to the American people overwhelmingly support the idea of a background check. We don't have a problem getting a background check when we rent an apartment, for example, do we?
Right.
We don't have a problem getting a background check when we apply for a job, do we?
Right.
It's expected that we're going to get that. That's part of what we fill the paperwork out for, correct?
Correct. Background check to get credit, background check to, you know, for your job, background check for lots of things.
So this is part of the lexicon. This is part of our life. This is what we do. So they know that if they continue to play on this the way they are, if they, in the face of the questions, these are media masters. You're a media master. You want to drive that point home, you get asked that question, you deflect it, stay right smack on your bullet point. And that's exactly what they're doing. Josh Earnest will say, well, you know, Peter, that's not what we're talking about here. What we need to do is add a background check. We have to do something, and that's the start. And they take it right back to focus. And the reason they're focusing on that, are they all in this cahoots? Are they all in this together? These are talking points they're working off of, aren't they?
Well, these days they are talking points. There is no doubt that they've now got the whole gun control movement on point, on message, and that's what they're all using. And there's a number of things. The background check, talk about common sense gun control. You know, common sense. They don't want to really say gun control. They don't talk about gun control. They talk about gun safety.
Of course, they've changed the tune.
Because you changed the narrative. Who's against gun safety? Nobody. So I mean, the bottom line is they're trying to use terminology that's acceptable, but the underlining what they're trying to accomplish is what's not acceptable.
And that's why they're staying on point. And it's important that you hear us discuss this. Wherever you are, whatever state you live in, whatever laws you live under, you must understand that when you hear the un-Americans talking about background checks, they're not talking about just background checks. It's step number one.
Yeah, like a good example, like gun safety. If they were for gun safety, why do they allow the city of Chicago to ban gun ranges where people can go and get safety training? Because they really don't want you to have safety training.
Clearly.
They want you to have gun safety. They're thinking it's gun control, but they want to call it safety so more people will support it.
All right, let's go. Now, that's a great way to just segue into if you can't fly, you can't buy. And I was talking about this a couple weeks back. This has been the next big one. First is gun, you know, first it's gun safety. It's not gun control. Now it's universal background checks. They're calling for this in the face of even there's liberal opposition to their point about background checks, as we were just talking about. Now it's the terror fly list, the no-fly list. I can't even tell you how many articles I read from the Huffington Post and Mother Jones. You get any farther left than that, you're falling off the California coastline, okay? Who will flat out admit, including CBS News and the rest of them, that these lists are insane. Ted Kennedy wound up on this list.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter how he got onto it. If he wasn't a U.S. senator, he never would have got his name off of it. You know, the bottom line is that there's, what, 300,000 or 400,000 people on the no-fly list. The government isn't tracking 300,000 or 400,000 terrorists. It's lots of people who aren't terrorists that got there because they have a similar name.
So the danger is what? At the risk of being made out to be crazy lunatics, because that's what the left will say that you and I are by even suggesting this. This is the old, trust me, knock on the door, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Now, we all know that not to be the case. Is it inconceivable that the Obama administration, I'm going to have a tough time getting this question out without laughing. Is it inconceivable? Okay, I wish you could see my face. Is it inconceivable that the Obama administration would utilize a terror no-fly list to stop Americans from purchasing guns?
Well, considering they've already tried to do it with people who are on Social Security disability, and they've already tried to do it with people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, soldiers saying that now you're supposed to post-stress syndrome, you're on the battlefield, now you can't own a gun. And they want to keep expanding the number of people that are, quote-unquote, disqualified from gun ownership any way they can. Of course that's what they want to do.
What does that make us when we want to protect those Americans from being put on a politicized list by an individual who would use the IRS to come after his political enemies? Am I the bad guy here, or is he the bad guy? This is laughable to me.
Well, it's also laughable because the terrorists that committed the act in San Bernardino weren't on the no-fly list and wouldn't have been on the no-fly list. They just got back from Saudi Arabia where they...
My next question, would the if you can't fly, you can't buy list have stopped the Muslim killers in San Bernardino?
Of course not.
Okay, so we have to go back. So let's get this straight. So the expanded, enhanced California background checks wouldn't have done anything, didn't do anything. The weaponry purchased under California laws, with all of its weird twists and turns and bans and magazine limits and everything else, capacity and size and, you know, as Feinstein says, pistol grips make a big difference. That didn't work either, did it? Another rhetorical question.
Yeah, I mean, okay. anybody with common sense, or anybody that just takes a look at it, if it wasn't so sad, it'd be laughable. But we're dealing with an administration that keeps coming down and doubling down and tripling down, quadrupling down now. I mean, this is really getting to be obnoxious.
Well, it's getting to be frightening because the Los Angeles Times is reporting, and I want to make this very clear. I don't have any more information than you do, Alan, or you listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in your home, car, computer, wherever it happens to be. But I have made the prediction, and I am going to stand by it, that I believe Barack Obama is willing to cause a constitutional crisis. I believe he will get to the point, not yet because of where we are with the election and Hillary, but it'll happen later down the road. I believe that he is fully capable of taking his executive pen and banning something in violation of the Constitution on his way out the door to let the courts and the people fix or settle it up after he leaves office. I believe he's willing to go that route. I think he's that dangerous. I think he hates this country and this Constitution enough to do so. The Los Angeles Times is reporting right now as I speak to you, Alan, White House plans executive action to expand background checks for gun sales. Does he have that authority to do that? And if he does, why hasn't he in 7 years?
I don't believe he has the authority to do that, and the Second Amendment Foundation will see him in court as soon as he tries to do that.
He will use the same thing to ban a certain class of weapons. What is there to stop him? We've got about 10 seconds before the break.
What can stop him? Nothing can stop him ahead of time. It's just Congress doing something retroactively to offset it, or going to court and getting a court order against it.
This man will dare Congress and the American people. He will do it.
He's already done that in other areas.
I'm predicting it. When we come back, more on the discussion with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll see you in just a second.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, how are you today? I hope you're having a great day. I hope you get your head out of the media a little bit. Go on and live your life. The 24-hour news cycle can drive you crazy. Let us worry about that for you. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb. Alan is, of course, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. You can join the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org, and you really need to now. The Second Amendment Foundation, like every state rights group, every major national organization, needs your help. The un-Americans are awash in Bloomberg money. They have all of the help and assistance that they can ask for, or don't have to ask for, frankly, for that matter, in the mainstream media, towing their line and pushing their political agenda. And our word needs to get out there because we are right. And believe it or not, even in the face of this onslaught, we are winning this war. I want you to stay positive there. Joe Arpaio, Alan Gottlieb, said today he wants to pull together 250,000 armed citizens to help stop terrorism. Detroit Police Chief Craig is claiming that Detroit is and will be a safer city because of armed citizens. We have seen what armed citizens have been doing from stopping crime in Detroit lately. There's been many reports of that. Also, a New York sheriff you're aware of?
Yeah, a New York sheriff in Ulster County, New York, says people should be carrying guns for self-protection and to help fight terrorism. You know, and I totally agree with him. The problem is that most places in New York State, you can't get a permit to carry a gun. That's how strict the laws are. So when they talk about how, isn't there something we can just do to make it harder for these terrorists to get guns? What we've done is made it harder for us, you and I, law-abiding people in this country, to be able to get a firearm to protect themselves. And that's the problem.
Again, I'm going to ask another rhetorical question because I have to. I have to. This, it requires us to do this. This is the way the conversation has to flow. The SAFE Act was signed after Newtown. Strictest gun control in the country at that time, if I'm not mistaken, even on the heels of Connecticut, was it not?
Well,
it was one of the two.
Let's see, it's very close, okay?
It's one of the top two.
In some ways, it's more restrictive than anything else, and in some ways, it's not quite. But in some areas, definitely, yes.
Then why is New York even worried about a terrorist attack if, in fact, Barack Obama believes that gun control will deter terrorists. Why? The insanity continues.
You know, they know that it won't. They know it's not true. They don't care. They're trying to further their anti-gun rights agenda, and that's what it's all about. It's an anti-rights agenda.
We keep going back to that. We keep going back to that. But that's where this leads if you're logically thinking. It's important that you hear this and hear it repetitively. That begs the next question, and this is a difficult question. Maybe for some it's not for me to ask or answer, but I'll leave that to you to decide. The President of the United States, I saw his press conference today, refuses, as did Josh Earnest. What did Josh Earnest call it? Josh Earnest called it a violent, what was it, violent scenario? It's just violence.
Well, it was, but he's not talking about what it really was.
Right. And the President of the United States today, again, as he has so often done, 100% of the time, has refused to call this what it is, a terror attack, a Muslim inspired terror attack. That's what it is. This country is at war. He will not admit it. This is not the first one over his presidency. At this point, it's very fair to ask this question as Americans. Why? Why won't this man say it? Is there an ulterior motive? Is there something about him that we don't know? Why will an American president, in the face of the carnage that happened at the hands of Muslim jihadis on American soil, will the U.S. president not say it? And should we be frightened that he won't?
Well, we shouldn't be frightened that he won't. But I think a good deal what's behind it is that he doesn't want the Democratic Party to lose the Muslim vote in the 2016 election.
So we're to believe that this man, in the face of 14 dead Americans, two more critically wounded, and many others, and not the last time it's going to happen, not the last time, is more concerned about the Muslim vote?
Yeah, that's why it's not the person who pulled the trigger. It's the gun that did it.
Then, oh my gosh, I wish we had more time. Why is he so concerned about that vote?
Well, you know, in a close, tight election, that could be the difference in who wins and who loses.
Are there enough Muslims in this country to make the difference?
I heard somewhere that it's above 1%, you know. But you know, if somebody's going to win an election by 0.5%, 1% swings the difference.
Did these people? I'm going to move quick now.
It's also donors, where money comes from. There's a lot to it. But the bottom line is that he goes out of his way to make sure he does nothing to alienate the Muslim vote.
Where did the money, we're going to go rapid fire now because of time, where did the money come from here? Now, we don't know this. The FBI clearly has these answers. We don't know. It will come out in due time. Obama knows these as the president. He's been briefed. I understand he's not going to say a lot, nor should he, and as much as I hate to give him any ground, nor should he. However, can a 28-year-old and his girlfriend, wife, after a trip to Saudi Arabia, maybe that's the key, the trip to Saudi Arabia, afford the expenditure that went into preparing for, designing, and practicing this attack? As you said, there were bombs. The FBI has called it they've called it an IED factory, basically. Where'd this money come from?
It didn't come from you and I, and who knows where it came from. It's possible that the perpetrators in this case may have, you know, been able to afford to do it on their own. But boy, it's sure a lot of suspicions that there was outside money that came in and helped to do this. If he did it on his own, well, then you can blame the state of California because he was on their payroll. The tax dollars did it.
That's a good point. That's a great point. That's a great point. All right, we're going to hear more about this. We're asking these questions today for you, for your benefit, because we have to. I think the most important question asked today, Alan, of you anyway, was why. And what does it mean that a sitting U.S. president at war with an enemy who has declared war on us and is vowed to kill us in our own homeland and has done so on more than one occasion, will this man not say it? And I can't stress enough, there's a lot of speculation. I'm not going to answer the question. I'll let you decide for yourself. But there has to be a reason, and it isn't simply offending someone. And if it is, you better ask yourself again,
why? Well, just real quickly, one, while they're at war with us, Obama is not at war with them, and two, he doesn't want to disarm them. He wants to disarm us.
And again, that begs the question why we can continue to ask that. There is other news out there today. You had a couple issues you wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah. Tomorrow is actually the one-year anniversary of the Initiative 594 in Washington State being in force. And the bottom line is that we've done a lot of public disclosure requests to cities and counties in the state of Washington. And what we discovered is, in the whole year that we needed to have this initiative passed in for background checks and things that mess up gun rights, not one arrest, not one prosecution, not one conviction. No runs, no hits, no errors.
Then that begs, let's just take it full circle. Let's go right back to the background check that the un-Americans are screaming for, that Shannon Watts is calling for, that Josh Earnest is calling for, that Barack Obama is apparently, according to the Los Angeles Times, getting ready to do on his own because he feels he can. And he will, and he'll let the rest of us sort it out later. If they weren't going to do it, if it didn't do anything that they claimed it was going to do, why did they do it?
Well, again, let me just go back. I can't really answer that question, but the big problem that bothers me is, you know, what about all the people now that flunked the background checks, that lie on the forms, that the government never arrests, prosecutes, charges, or puts in jail? So if they try to attempt to buy a gun illegally by fucking, you know, by lying on the background check form right now, they're still out walking the streets and get a gun or a pipe bomb some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you're not going to enforce the law you have now, don't cram another one down my throat.
We have about 20 seconds. Is there an effort? Will there be an effort at some point in time to repeal this in Washington?
Oh, it's ongoing, but the problem is getting a law off the books is a lot harder than once it's already passed and you can stop it to begin with. But the bottom line is that the battle continues.
Alan Gottlieb, thank you very much. Join the SAF, saf.org, and help get involved as a combatant in that battle. Trust me, the un-Americans hate you. Fight back. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you on the radio.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.